Hi, this is Joe Fleischer, live from the Toronto Concert Hall in Toronto, Canada. This is Rolling Stone Magazine's Live from the Pit. Live from the Pit is America's number one live concert series, the only radio show that allows you to run naked around your bedroom and be in the pit at the same time. Live from the Pit is brought to you in part by 1-800-COLLECT, the way to call collect, dial it instead of zero, and by Sony, hear what you want to. Tonight, Global Satellite Network presents to you the connoisseurs of fine radio, the Foo Fighters, live in concert.
Hi, this is William from the Foo Fighters. You're listening to Live from the Pit.
Hi, this is Joe Fleischer here with my sidekick, Dominic Griffin.
I'm no sidekick of yours, Fleischer. In fact, I don't even like you.
That's great, Dom. So here we are in Canada for the Foo Fighters. It's got to be about 5 degrees below outside.
Actually, it's so cold, Joe, there's a pair of brass monkeys outside looking for some welders. But inside, it's got to be 120 degrees. What with those 1,800 screaming, wacky, sweaty Canadians bringing the place to almost boiling point.
You know, no one expected the Foo Fighters to accomplish what they have, Dom. After the tragic end of Nirvana, a band that almost single-handedly changed the face of music with 1991's Nevermind, it was uncertain that any member of the band would be able to find the drive to continue.
That's right, Fleischer. In fact, it wasn't until drummer Dave Grohl got a letter of encouragement from fellow Seattleite Seven-Year Bitch that he decided to continue with music. Then he worked on the Backbeat soundtrack before touring with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. In fact, he came seriously close to joining the Heartbreakers full-time.
Right. But what no one knew was that for the past several years, Dave had been laying down demos on his own, and he decided to pursue a band project. He also hooked up with Will and Nate, the rhythm section of Sunny Day Real Estate, a great Seattle local band, and also with guitarist Pat Smear, who had been in The Germs, and of course Nirvana.
You know, your music information is almost frightening. Do you know where the name Foo Fighters comes from, Fleischer?
Is it something to do with Mentos?
No, it's not, Joe. It's a term used to describe UFOs from the 40s. Because, you know, Dave's a big UFO sci-fi aficionado.
Well, that would explain the ray gun on the cover of the album.
You are correct, my son. But speaking of Mentos, you know, ever since the video for The Big Me aired on MTV, the band has been having huge problems at live shows.
Hey, because that's great, Tom. Here comes the band now. Live from the Pit.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I practiced that one for a while.